With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Mark Brown. Another suspect in a brutal downtown Windsor beating is in custody. 18-year-old DeMarcus Parker turned himself in Monday morning and is charged with aggravated assault. Two others have already been charged in an attack on May 27th on a 26-year-old man outside the Capitol Theater. Windsor police are also looking for help in finding a man who broke into a vehicle last month on the West End. It happened May 16th on Detroit Street near Sandwich Street. Police say the suspect stole several items, including a pair of prescription Gucci glasses. A security camera image of the suspect is on our website. If you recognize him, call Windsor police or Crime Stoppers. We're learning more about a weekend fire that sent one person to hospital. An investigator is on scene at the Askin Avenue blaze. Fire crews were called around 8 Sunday night to the area between Tecumseh Road and Wyandotte Street West. One person has been displaced and was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Damage is estimated at $250,000. You can blame forest fires across Canada for that haze you were seeing outside on Monday. Environment Canada meteorologist Gerald Chang says that smoke may stick around all week. And May was really dry around here.
Contrast to April, because we did have a lot of rain. And suddenly in May, that got shut off because we were getting blocking patterns that blocked systems from coming through the region. And it looks like this week the trend will continue.
Chang says forest fires can't be ruled out in southwestern Ontario. Former U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has entered the 2024 presidential race. CNN reports that Pence filed his paperwork Monday and will formally announce on Wednesday his 64th birthday. Pence was vice president under Donald Trump and was a loyal supporter until after the deadly January 6, 2021 riot at the U.S. Capitol. Everyone is welcome Tuesday night to a walk of solidarity, remembering a London family killed after being run over 2 years ago. Aliyah Samser with Islamic Relief Canada says it will begin at the Burt Weeks Memorial Garden.
We will be beginning at the around the fountain area, and then afterwards we're going to be walking towards the Canadian flag where we will be providing refreshments.
It starts at 7 p.m. Juno Award-winning singer-songwriter Jan Arden is coming to Windsor later this summer. She will play the Coliseum at Caesars Windsor on August 25th, with tickets on sale to the general public Friday morning. Arden has 17 top 40 hits on the Canadian pop chart, including her 1994 number one hit, Insensitive. In sports, the Tigers visit Philadelphia Monday night while the Blue Jays play host to Houston. Vegas welcomes Florida in Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Finals. The Anaheim Ducks have named Greg Cronin their new head coach, succeeding the fired Dallas Eakins. And in the NBA, newly named Pistons head coach Monty Williams has hired former Phoenix Suns coach Stephen Silas as an assistant. Monday night's weather, clear, hazy, and 12. Sunshine and a still hazy 25 Tuesday. It'll be windy. Fair and 9 Tuesday night. I'm Mark Brown. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.